Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Big Jay Oakerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
You can listen to full two-hour-long episodes of The Bonfire. 2 hours. That's a real commitment to us. Well, it's on SiriusXM or with the SXM app. It's easy. Just go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big Jay Oakerson and Dan Soder.
Well, terrible, terrible news as we come back from break. Legendary guitarist Jeff Beck, legendary friend of Johnny Depp, dead at 78 years old, is dead, everyone. Breaking news. Top level, Hoagie Cannon.
Got a pastrami to your left. Hot pastrami coming in.
Hot pastrami coming in hot.
That's fun, man. I'm telling you.
He goes, look, I'm sorry to tell everybody that Jeff Beck has passed away at the age of 78 years
old.
But we have a fully automatic gobbler gun.
For a limited time.
Chew those blues away.
Just took the governor off that sumbitch. That thing will open up on you.
He was, hit you two towns over.
He was surrounded by his family. He went peacefully. And, all right, Capricola. All right.
30 pounds a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd argue that Jeff Beck started really hanging heavy with Johnny Depp after his whole court thing, and Johnny Depp probably partied him to death at 78 years old.
Damn.
I don't even know who he is. I
Jay thinks there's murder.
Jimi Hendrix attributes him to, as a huge influence.
No, Jeff Beck's like a legendary guitarist,
he was in
for
the
sure.
Yardbirds. He was a gun for hire. He was a big solo artist, great guitar player.
Those guys all, like 78, those dudes partied up until the end, too. Like, they were just fucking built.
Well, I mean, Johnny Depp parties.
You think he's still getting after it?
I think it's on.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
He's like a fucking Chinese circus fucking panda. He's on everything. Drugs.
You see, like, he's by the way, he would even love to laugh. He goes.
Those Russian bears that ride the bikes?
Yeah, they're all doped up, dude.
When they ask him, they'd be like, in the trial, they were like, and you did cocaine with him last year when you were fighting with her. You ran off and did cocaine with this person. He'd go, yes. And what was in that little baggie you pulled out while you were screaming at her in her face? Cocaine.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have any problem with
it. I don't think you're not picking up any of this. I played Captain Jack Sparrow. I get fucked up.
Yeah, he goes, red wine, cocaine.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany. Those three things. I'm G2G.
That's what being sober stinks when you get around a guy like Johnny Depp who's like, do you want to drink an old red? And you go, I don't drink. He goes,
do you do cocaine?
Do you do anything fun? Bloodletting. Watch me shred.
Roast beef and Munster coming right up.
Yep.
Christine.
Damn, Christine.
We got a jam. It's jammed. It's jammed. Always got to be ready.
I'm out of ammo.
Oh, safety was on. Roast beef.
Oh, that's going to be a drop by tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. That sound is great, though.
Oh,
great.
That's like the sound a potato gun used to make when you build one out of PVC pipe.
Got a pepper turkey Swiss. Hold the mayo.
That was the new guy working that one.
Yeah. Sorry. He's training. I had the safety on. Sorry, I had the safety on. Oh, shit. That is great.
Did I show you the video?
Rest in peace, Jeff Beck.
R.I.P. Jeff Beck. Did I show you the video?
Yeah, but you mean rotten piss. I'm saying rest in peace.
Oi, oi, oi.
Rotten piss.
Christine, I DM'd the Bonfire a video of, you guys know the wrestler Teddy Atlas, right? You
sure,
tag
sure,
with
sure.
The Rock's dad, Rocky Johnson. He's into...
Flat Earth?
No, he's into like being beat up by women, like spit on and kicked or whatever.
I'm listening.
And he put up this video of him on Twitter being punched by this woman.
Oh, that was him. I didn't realize that was him. I just saw it in passing.
So you saw the video.
So wait, this is something he got caught with. He's like openly like, you know, I'm playing
into it. Wait till you see the end of the video.
It's pretty
wild. Just play. We'll play the video and then wait till the end. But it's just here.
Well, before
it is.
I see it, I got to tell you that I got an Italian ham, hold the cheese, extra tomato.
Oh, he got it. That was nice.
That was magic.
I saw her on that screen. I didn't think that was going to go.
Well, Lou's got it going now.
Yeah.
Lou's all geared up.
So this is, first off, the lady looks like my Aunt Marianne.
Yeah, she has very old Irish aunt vibes.
She looks exactly like my Aunt
There's
Marianne.
Definitely a vegetable soup simmering like, somewhere.
Yeah, she looks like my mom's sister.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he's laying on his side, and she's just punching his jaw. And his tweet, this is from Tony Atlas.
I didn't realize it
was Hashtag him. Old school can give it, and they can take it. Hashtag tough. Hashtag old. Hashtag man. Hashtag stomp. Hashtag kick. Hashtag punch. It's all in the mind and making me feel fine.
This guy's a freak.
Yeah, well, I think he's got...
His name's Tony Mr. USA Atlas.
Yeah, dude.
Well, this is America now. An old Karen punching an old black guy.
That's what I just thought it was.
Let me see your manager. Let me see your manager.
I told you
I just
really hitting him, too.
You didn't give me a free bag. Free bag. Free bag.
This lady punches with better rhythm. She punches with better rhythm than that Cowboys rapper.
Man.
And then, ooh. All right. And then, all right. She's going to stop.
Oh! The Skechers?
Those are moccasins.
Happy Jesus. New Year!
Oh, Happy New Year!
It's so
it's
funny.
It's all in the mind.
Yeah, dude, that's a lot of CTE.
He did that for 4,000 followers. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that guy has taken, you know what I mean? Been on. He was on one of those True Life I did steroids.
He looks like Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. It's all in the hips. It's all in
the hips. Carl Weathers?
And then he says girls beat the shit out of him. But ladies that look like that.
That's my jam.
Ladies that look like wet ashtrays.
Yeah, really. What bowling alley shift is she late for?
Yeah. She goes, sorry, lane six is clogged. You're going to go in the back and beat up Teddy, the manager.
I drive a bus. They don't trust me with the retard, so I do the regular bus. Yeah.
Stomp, stomp, stomp. This is what I did to my son with autism. Stomp, stomp.
Happy New Year.
Stop doing the same puzzle.
She's got
stop doing the same puzzle.
That's like comedy video edited delivery.
Happy New Year. Crazy. There's a reason that man was in the
I heard somebody made a stinky poo-poo.
Yeah.
It's like the number one TV show in RoboCop. Right?
I buy that for a dollar.
Just get the fire out.
Dude, what the fuck?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I have
Happy
full
New
AIDS.
Year. Happy New Year. Oh, my God.
Red is my color.
Does he have other videos of him getting beat up?
I'm looking through.
Oh, there
it is. That was a woman shitting on his face, I think. Nope.
Standing
That's
on his head.
That's just a picture, right?
It's not. That might not be him, or is it?
Can we look up, just Google this idea? Because this must be a thing someone's talked about. Do you know what I'm... Oh, what is this? Oh, who's the guy? Oh, that's that old wrestler guy. You know what's great about this guy?
That's a girl.
Wait, pause it for a second.
Probably is. Look, she's wailing on
But wait a second, pause it for
a second.
Oh,
he just takes her around.
Yeah, let's go back.
I think she's wearing the same shirt.
Let's watch that from the beginning, but this guy is so funny because I've seen him only in documentaries. I forget what his name is.
Yeah, me too. I forget what his name is, but I know.
Do you see he's got like his eyebrows like twirled up? Yeah. And he's got the... But this guy's always in documentaries like Dark Side of the Ring.
Yes.
So he still looks and dresses like that, and he has to go... It was a sad day today. We lost Murdoch. You know, it's like sad. We just couldn't talk him out of the drugs. It's just like a guy looks like that all the time. It's like, nah, you got to stay in character all the time. You can't have a genuine moment.
Yeah. Is this getting into my lightning?
I miss my mom.
Is this getting into my lightning mustache?
Look like Ming.
Yeah. Ming the Merciless.
Greetings, culture lovers, and happy holidays. I am the Sinister Minister, joined by Mr. USA.
Doctor tells me it's stage 4 pancreatic.
And and Lori with a special holiday greeting for you.
Same shoes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
You know what's crazy about that? I bet you take her to a bingo hall, she fucks up everybody.
Yeah, she smells like Marb Reds for sure.
I bet she still saves her pussy, but it's really nicked up.
Rough. It's like 80 grit.
Like a dad she, late for work.
Like she goes,
misses a couple
you go
out,
she go, I don't think this blade's sharp anymore. She goes, it's got one more in it.
What a fucking wacko. I mean, to each their own, I guess, but.
So what is this?
The other level of humiliation of posting it online is wild. I mean, like, how can I engage with my followers and wish them a happy new year?
Y'all like.
Kick me in the dick.
Y'all like getting punched in the face by sad white women?
He gets in the wrestling ring now and just has a woman stand on his face.
Oh my
By
God.
The way, this must be his chick, and
thin.
She is raggedy.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a rough-looking chick.
She looks like a librarian from the 50s.
What? She has cornrows in that picture, I think.
That's tough.
That time I met Tommy Morrison, barely got AIDS. Is it OnlyFans shit or something?
I don't know.
He's not promoting an
OnlyFans. Yeah, I think he's just doing it, man.
Did you look up a thing like Tony Atlas and... wife or something? Why is Frankie Muniz trending?
I think common law wife would probably be the best.
I think it was like the 25-year anniversary of Malcolm in the Middle I saw of starting or 20 years or something.
No. Frankie Muniz is going full-time in NASCAR driving.
No.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Jacob,
do you know that?
Wait, what? Malcolm in the Middle?
Not the couple.
You made that up.
I swear to God.
Frankie Muniz is going to be getting into a fucking car and driving like the fucking Old Spice number 48.
He's like, Malcolm's in the driver's seat now.
I don't know if he's in
Malcolm's
the...
For somehow that's less believable to all of us than a dog shooting half-court shots, by the way. That's crazy.
Malcolm's in pole position.
You mean this grown man's
going
to drive a car? Whoa, what are you talking about?
You know how they call it the Mandela effect, where you don't remember something? That's the Air Bud effect. You go, of course a dog could do that.
Backwards. We also thought not even forward. Yeah. We thought he was doing them backwards.
Of course, the dog.
By the way,
I
said over the back shots from half court.
I thought he used his back.
What's it over a dog?
Yeah, so
what's over a dog's back? I don't know what that is.
I thought they threw it up and he like he horse like, kicked.
Yeah,
it.
Jay, that's what I thought, dude. That's totally what I thought.
You think you throw a dog up in the air and just launches it there backwards?
There are some phenomenal good boys out there.
Yeah.
Sure,
good puppies.
Can I tell you something? The highest level of frisbee dog, which I assume is halftime of an NFL game.
Yes, yeah, the yeah.
They miss 100% of the time.
No, they don't.
100% of the time.
Go watch a real frisbee dog,
buddy. The best frisbee dog misses one or two. 100%.
You said they miss every time, though.
I've seen frisbee. Huh? No,
miss
no.
Miss every outing.
No, no, no.
You mean?
No, every outing, every show.
They'll miss one.
They miss a few.
Yeah, yeah. Because then you go, oh, and then
right.
you do the next
and
one, and then you go, ah.
That's probably showmanship.
Yeah, he's a showman.
God, he's working right. the crowd. Oh,
yeah, that's a work,
he
brother.
He can't do it.
Yeah,
and then he has a backflip. And you're like, all right.
He goes, let this one take a ride, Sparky.
And you want a treat? You drop this.
He alligator arms. He goes, oops.
Yeah. Oh, he goes, you drop.
Looks like I can't do it.
On Hogan, he used to let the arm flop. And then,
let's say you lose this at the 40-yard line. You get extra treats after the show. Yep.
Has anybody eaten shit on the... Because I'm always like, I don't even waste my time watching, so I'm like, nothing crazy is going to happen on the trampoline dunks, but has somebody really gotten fucked up from
I'm
trampoline
sure,
dunk
I'm sure
show?
There's fail. Yeah,
Christine,
fails for sure.
Trampoline dunk fails?
I'm yes. in.
Please or I would just do NBA halftime fails, because that's going to be the best. It's the most concentration of people are going to be there.
But a lot of times, once like viral videos got big, they started hamming that shit. Like the falls and stuff, but like all that like... All jumbotron shit is
that all go by.
It's all fake.
But I'm saying for a guy going like, for a reverse dunk, but he just fucking
just cracks
plasts
his head or
into
something.
The fucking backboard.
Yeah,
like above the net.
He goes, all right, before we get this second half started, we got Patty the Pelican, who's not a real pelican.
What?
Look how they get you, dude. We talked about. We looked up a thing, and it was always sound. Do you want to buy bobbleheads of your favorite team? Shit, nothing to do with the.
Sourdough Sam.
That's it right there.
Yeah.
But you also have the.
I wouldn't mind having a lady step on my face.
You could really show me who's boss.
Oh, man.
Happy New Year.
No. Happy New Year. Sourdough Sam saying.
We had a.
Step on my balls.
We had like a 24-year-old trucker couple come in here one time, and the guys talked like that, actually.
Seriously, every. Thing he said.
Yeah. They used to, that was our first, remember they were just like, they would fuck with TV playing behind it, and we would have to guess, like, from listening to the audio of them fucking what the TV show was behind.
Oh, that's fun.
That's
fun
a game show, right?
It was
there.
A really fun game. We should probably bring that back.
That's all right.
Yeah. And it's in the warmer months.
So this is really all I could find is that they have. He's talked about paying women to stomp him in the face, and he's done it before independent shows. And I found the TMZ story where he says he pays women $100 to smash his face. So he's just into this.
What a weird thing to be into.
Dude, when you have brain damage, you don't know how you're going to
work. The balls of the penis I can get a little bit.
No way, dude. No way. I'd rather have my head kicked than my nuts.
I'm saying if it's a sexual thing, it would be.
Yeah, I guess exactly. I don't get why it's like, what's the sexual nature of getting hit in the face is.
Like
I agree with what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, I guess. I don't know.
I like to stub my toe.
I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
I like to stub my toe and then my dick gets hard.
He goes, give me like a lower calf kick.
Oh, you got a Muay Thai? Oh, okay. That one.
That is the sound, just so you know, of an aluminum bat hitting a man's ball bag bear. Go ahead. So that I'd rather have.
Oh, no. All right, enough.
Yeah, but now do your remix.
All right, I'm in.
He gets his nuts stomped in the morning.
He puts a nice bag on it for half an hour.
She says we get our nuts stomped out.
Atlas tells us he's not just into terrifyingly large boots either. He loves all kinds of footwear, especially Vans, and his ideal woman must have oversized feet. He wants a real sideshow bob. Atlas added,
so great.
I, Tony, Mr. USA Atlas, WWE Hall of Famer, am free to be me, and there's nothing greater on planet Earth than to get kicked and punched in the face by a big-footed girl.
Even world peace.
That's nothing better.
Nothing better. Because world peace would be great, but you ever have a fat foot lady give you a old kick in the chops?
He goes, what about a hot brisket sandwich? Up a dick. There you go.
Sending it. Now you're good.
Okay.
Now here comes Dan.
Oh.
Send it.
We're going to get that tight, and then it's going to be unstoppable.
Tight.
It's unstoppable.
Jay, did you ever hear of Uncle Eddie from Philly? Do we ever talk about him?
I don't know if we've talked about him, but we've talked about him on this.
He's getting rocked. Okay.
We talked about it on the show before, but it's a very Philly thing. But people used him like an ATM.
My cousin's buddies did. Yeah.
Did they really? He goes. He never forced you to do more than you were willing to do.
Sure.
He would ask you to do everything, but if you just go, now I'll piss in front of you, and then he'd go, all right, well, that's $20, or and everyone just go, like, right, let's go get money.
That payout had to be so funny, where he goes, that's a good piss. There's
25.
Here's 25. Is there a picture of him? He was like a Bernie Getz kind of guy, right? He was like a little weirdo.
I think his picture's in the Inquirer when he finally got arrested.
What was his name? Uncle Nick?
Uncle Eddie Savitz.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Eddie Savitz.
Yeah, what's he look like? I'm trying to remember what he looked like.
He's like, it was real, like, what's the dude from The Jinx? It was real, like, that fucking guy.
Mousy. I say, like, a Bernie,
right there,
like a Bernard Getz.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
And they would say at school, they would like look out for this guy, like he'll get. Yeah. And they tell you at school, like idiots, they go, he wants your dirty underwear, mm-hmm. and he'll give you money for it, so stay away from him. I go, let's find this guy.
Yeah, give him some dirty fucking underwear.
I remember my aunt's telling me Eddie would get you. Eddie Sabbats will get you.
Yeah,
make you poop in your underwear.
Oh, great! I'll be like, well,
I already did that.
He goes, why don't we meet in the middle, and I'll just do it myself, and then turn it over to the man for a payout.
Yeah, he goes, why am I middlemaning through you, Aunt Donna? Yeah.
What do you want, a cut of my poopy underwear?
My cousin said he'd see like kids in the neighborhood who were like, you know, didn't have money, would be like rocking new Jordans or whatever, and he's like, dude, where'd you get those? Like, went down Uncle Eddie's.
Yeah.
Shit in a cup.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I would have had the Ninja Turtle van by 8. Uncle Eddie, I have these really poopy underwear.
And so, but everybody from Philly, from that, you know, that's probably 25 older than older now, knows Uncle Eddie.
Deviant. That's a little heavy-handed.
We're submitted about
liberated, kids. I would say.
He goes, easy. Easy. Oh, he's just trying. He was paying a fair price.
No, I mean, yeah.
You guys are kink-shaming him.
Yeah.
For forced pedophilia, the money was outrageously good.
There
was
what also, bankrolled him?
His
he was
family.
Wealthy.
Yeah, his family
he was
wealthy.
Very, very wealthy, and he got a... I said, even when they nailed him, it was for like tax stuff, like big money tax stuff. That's why he went and got arrested.
It's just funny to think of whoever made that money in his family. He was like, I was a business magnate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I controlled the Eastern Seaboard. And then my grandson was into boys pissing in pizza boxes.
He's like, sorry, I don't want your laugh. I want to look at Dookie underwear. Yeah.
I want to wear it like a mask.
I don't want to be a railroad man.
Yeah. I think he had like one of those like old lady seats they have to sit in like on a... Like a bedpan,
yeah, mm-hmm.
kind of thing, like a basically a bottomless toilet.
Sure, sure.
And he would like sit, like he would ask you to piss or shit on him, but you could also just piss or shit in front of him.
I also heard this is neighborhood lore that I'm hearing, was hearing through my cousin, but he said the dudes would like tee off on him with golf balls and shit. Like he'd be at like the end of the hall and like naked or
that's
whatever.
That's so fun.
And you
that's
just
so fun.
Have like a fucking 3-iron and just fucking crack them
that's
down the hall.
That's the one I wanted. Right, like, yeah. I'm bringing this 5-wood right to Uncle Eddie's chest.
Now you know allegedly. I don't want to be sued by the Savitz estate.
But you wonder if he got hit. If he got hit.
Allegedly is what I heard.
If he got hit,
Did you see that? Is that a Facebook thing?
What? Yeah.
Survivors of Uncle Eddie Savitz?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That definitely calls.
Likes.
That definitely calls for a Genoa elite salami pedophile. And provolone up top. Sending it.
There it is.
It's going to be so great when we nail it. It's first day. It's not. I put a lot on you. It's not your fault. Elite pedophile rings do exist. That's a weird way to put it.
Like there's amateurs.
Your pedophile rings fucking bush league, man.
Yeah, why don't you step up to the big boy or the big boys play or the little boys
play? Had a triple A ball.
Wait, go back to that description. That was really hilarious. That's a weird thing. Elite pedophile rings do exist. It's often our supposed leaders.
This is the pizza. This is Pizzagate. Ah, that's Pizzagate, that's right. Shit. 2016.
Dude, that's so funny. You can go to this page and it's 2015 and 16 where you just see that now they've done documentaries about like
how wild that shit is.
How all the information was broken. And up here we go, also a little fascinating thing called Pizzagate. I won't look into.
Did that documentary ever come out? The Resurrection of Uncle Eddie? Because I'll watch that tonight.
go to the website.
It sounds scary if we're being honest.
He's the like, resurrection? He goes, he's back.
Yeah,
he's coming back.
I thought that was the trailer.
It's called the Resurrection.
In a world where little boys pee. In a world.
Get to the chopper.
Oh, the trailer.
Get
trailer. I don't think
Apple
ever...
TV.
You don't think I can get out of this?
You don't think I can get out of this? What's that, sir?
I'm going there February 2nd to the 4th. I always think about Pablo Francisco.
I'm going too. I'm going in 2 weeks. Yeah, same thing. It's where I go.
Are we back to back weeks?
Maybe.
Where are you going?
Sacramento Punchline.
But that is so funny. Yeah, that's the place. He goes, I can guess. Yeah, sure. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Yeah.
Get to the job. All right. I can get out of this. Hey, whoop. And he falls. Yeah. Go play the documentary or the trailer, please. I can't believe this is a thing.
Woodshop Films, dude. Classic.
Oh, we didn't know. Didn't we know Woodshop Films from something?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, probably. We used to like work with them or something.
Well, I just wanted to say one final thing.
Yeah,
Billy about Penn. Edward Savitz, the man known as Fast Eddie or Uncle Eddie.
Is that
Uncle
Eddie out of Philadelphia?
Robin, yeah. Robin.
Yeah, he, when he was arrested, you know, they got to search the storage locker he had, Howard. And I guess these young boys who have been selling him their underwear for 20 years would like to know that Eddie valued it and kept every piece.
Yes.
They found 187 trash bags.
You think he would just like Scrooge McDuck into a room of dirty underwear?
Holiday! He goes, Eddie, so sorry the meeting got canceled. He goes, I think I can find something to do.
Doom, bow, buzz. Yeah. He's making underwear angels.
Dude, that must have stunk. His apartment must have been...
It was a storage space.
Do you think he was like a sneaker keeper where he like had them all and stuff where he goes, yo, this right here is an original Kyle when he was eight.
That's my Skidmark underwear tree over there.
He goes, go ahead. That's the Hall of Fame.
Getting called out. That shit's fake, dude. That's fake.
That's
dude.
Not real.
Yeah. Can tell by the lining.
Damn, you could give me your socks even.
I didn't realize there was
the
a lot
guy
of
gave
involved.
Dough for all yeah. kinds of stuff. He really had a sliding scale that I appreciate.
5,000 photographs of boys in his downtown apartment.
He was in Rittenhouse, I think, right? I think he was like right in the. I think it was like a, you know, prominent.
It always goes
building.
That way at some point with those families.
There's always yeah.
At a certain point,
I mean, DuPont
yeah,
had
DuPont's,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name?
That was
had
Fox
it?
Chaser.
Army Hammer's family.
Army Hammer. Yeah. Start eating prostitutes.
Then he was selling timeshares, wasn't
women
he?
With blown out nostrils.
Now he is, yeah. Go ahead, play.
Why'd you say that documentary? I couldn't.
No. They found 187 trash bags
Jesus.
Filled with soil underwear.
You're kidding?
No.
Sun City back in the 1970s was like Gotham City.
Here's the Mummers.
With the exception of Batman.
The Mummers made the trailer.
Was a magnet for troubled kids. In 1976, I met Eddie Savitz. Wherever he was going to be that night, there would be at least 30 or 40 kids. And I used to think, damn, how much dick can this fucking guy suck?
One kid would start talking and say, well, you know.
That's so funny that that's in the documentary trailer.
That's the trailer.
How much dick can this guy suck?
What did they leave out? That's what I want to know. I don't give away the whole documentary.
He goes, we found so many pieces of child pornography in this guy's house. Here's some. Here's another one. Look at that. It's a little boy's dick.
Look at that. That's a little boy getting fucked.
Look at that. Look at that right there.
That's gross.
I used to think, damn, how much dick can this fucking guy suck?
That's got
to
be a drum,
I mean, gabagool.
Oh, my own.
Yo, sounds like you know I can go for right now? A Mortadell and Sharp Provi coming up! We're getting it.
How much fucking dick can this guy suck?
One kid would start to talk and he would say, well, you know, all I did was sell my underwear, but he fucked him. If you need a few bucks, let's go to Fast Eddie.
It seemed very innocent at the time, at the age of 14, 15 years old.
I
love it where he goes, 1988 was the first year I started pissing in a pizza box for him.
If you put the voice modulator on you and blank out your face, you fucked him.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I would have nose blur in my face, so I go, yeah, I peed in front of the guy.
Follow me on Instagram.
I'm a shy shitter, so I never got the $50. Hey, but I just turned over $20 a day for like years.
Ask me how I got the money that bought the Topps package where I got the Bo Jackson roast. Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Ed.
Gotta have money to make money, baby. Yeah.
World don't run on fucking dreams and hopes.
Need cold hard cash, baby.
Trickle down effect.
Yeah.
That guy makes money in the market. I make money off of pissing down his leg.
Basic econ.
$5 at the time.
$5 for what?
At the time, for him to masturbate me.
He had this one room though. We called it the den of perversion. I had to take a shit, so I took a shit. He had a catcher. and he graded my shit, and I thought it was the funniest goddamn thing in the world.
Yeah, dude, use your that, crazy, dude.
Dude, that fucking voice.
This dude's a freak, with man.
Silly this accent. This is a C plus shit at best. He's like, okay, can I have my $75?
You just, fucking weirdo.
It was the consistency.
One sniff,
good.
Everybody knows the rules.
Yeah, everyone wanted me to go home.
He goes, what did he grade your shit? He goes, he said it was like a C+.
I told him the shitty, it was a water shit in there. I wasn't going to get judged properly.
But just think of that would have done to yourself esteem if you were failing in school and then you get like a D- for your shit.
You're your turd also.
You know, I can't even shit right.
Yeah.
I can't even shit right
high school
for a pervert.
Sucks.
Life is hard.
Breakfast Club's right.
I got broken up with another day for homecoming. Fast Eddie said my shit sucks.
Fast Eddie.
Uncle Fast Eddie. Eddie gave me a bad shit score.
I love
what's your shit score with Uncle Eddie?
You leave, you go, I got an A.
He goes, I've been really graining up lately.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Eddie, I think you're going to notice I've been eating a lot of greens.
Anal sex with you. He also asked you for anal sex, you know.
I was working with a group of 7 students, and one of the kids said, we should tell him about Uncle Eddie. One of the kids said, well, we can't tell him about that because he told us in the first session that he has to report child abuse.
On Close-Up this morning, the legacy of Uncle Eddie.
Oh, why don't you tell everybody about the hot, sexy new young teacher who's fucking the 13-year-old kid too, you stupid.
Yeah, Mrs. Nymphomaniac.
Anything else you want to tell?
Oh, also, do you want to tell them the homework's easy? You fucking pussy.
Fucking rat.
We're not getting enough homework.
We don't have enough long projects. You fucking piece of shit.
On Close-Up this morning, the legacy of Uncle Ed. Uncle Ed is Ed Savitz, a businessman infected with AIDS, who prosecutors Ooh. Say may have solicited sex
Did
or sexual
Did not know
act.
That. That's a bad yeah. law.
It's no longer a death sentence.
This was an, yeah, this was an 88, dude.
Yeah, this is before the Magic Johnson cocktail, dude. Yeah.
It's fine, dude. I'm not going to get AIDS from giving him my dirty underwear. That's and not, now peeing and shitting in front of him, I've decided I'd probably also do.
Man, if you're... Oh, man, if you're...
can't get AIDS from jerking a guy off, man. Yeah.
From letting him jerk me off.
It sounds dude. Like you're bummed that you didn't have the opportunity Christine, to I was be so an Uncle broke. Eddie boy.
I would have been so much fatter if I had Uncle Eddie because I used to dig for change to order food after school. So yeah. If I was just able to go goes, I'm going to go give a pair of my socks and underwear. That's a cheesesteak.
It's
a
couple burger buddies.
Yeah, but then your family's standing around your grave and they go, we lost Jason to a bathhouse disease because he wanted
at age 11.
Because I was going to get a congenital heart failure from it.
They go, we've never seen HIV in such a young boy.
He goes, yeah, I traded underwear with him. I think there was AIDS on his.
Yeah.
Is that how it works? It's the 80s.
We don't know. I don't know.
I don't know a lot about AIDS.
Oh no! I shared a straw with Uncle Eddie after I shit in his mouth.
Uncle Ed is Ed Savitz, a businessman infected with AIDS, who prosecutors say may have solicited sex or sexual acts for cash with hundreds of Philly area teenage boys for more than a decade.
Philadelphia
always
fruits.
Had boys with him at work.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll say that part of Bill still says gay.
Yeah, Uncle Eddie.
I'm going to miss sucking your bird.
He goes, you have that guy fucking rots in hell for what he did to all those kids. Go birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a decade.
Always had boys with him at work, at home. At
That was not a red flag.
Yeah,
I went to work
boys.
With my dad once.
And he was my dad.
Random fucking neighborhood.
Just every day you have new kids with you.
That's the conversation Dad has to have. He goes, son, I'm sorry I drove you in the arms of Eddie Savitz by not letting you come to my job.
Hey, Mr. Savitz, I just want to know why you have a Peter Pan amount of boys around you at all times. He goes, these are the lost boys. They don't ever want to go home.
Yeah, they are.
He goes, what? He goes, oh, no, it's not what you think. They just like shit and piss in front of you.
Yeah, no, this isn't weird. I just fuck them and suck them.
I'm not getting AIDS if that's what you think. We're not doing AIDS stuff. Just hand shit.
Yeah.
He was occupied with arranging, scheduling, and
any of you boys bug chasers?
Yeah.
Because if I got a story for you.
Which one of you boys likes to live on the edge?
Yeah, he probably wasn't getting much done at work.
Yeah.
No, the guy's constantly going to reorganize his storage container full of underwear and socks.
Hey, Eddie, you finished the Reyes, deal? And he goes, I was, but then I got called to my storage space because someone said it smelled like old piss.
Someone said it smelled like a mixture of Ecto Cooler and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was occupied with arranging, scheduling, and meeting with boys. They said
job. The no spreadsheets back then.
Could have been a bookie.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all handwritten, too, dude.
There's no MS Word back then.
You can't just smudge, it'll ruin the page.
Him on an old calendar, like a puppy calendar, and he goes, I can have you piss on Saturday the 14th.
I could probably squeeze a piss in before I go to this formal.
I'm going to have to move a couple things around. But yeah. What's your Tuesday looking like?
I'm doing a squatty potty session on Saturday, but then, you know what? Actually, Sunday morning just opened up. Goes, how do you feel about eggs and legs?
Would you mind if I get fitted for a tuxedo while you take a dump in the room?
How do you feel about hard-boiled eggs? I'm going to go to a little brunch. Do you like poached?
And meeting with boys, they said at the time it was hundreds or thousands. It's unheard of that somebody could do this for so long and not be stopped by the authorities.
From the Wanamaker House? Is that what it is? Is he from the Wanamaker family or something?
No, just I think that's where his apartment was, in a building called the Wanamaker House.
Okay.
Somebody, I bet it's the same thing as Dahmer. You just told them, yeah, we're doing gay stuff, and, well, no,
that's
you can't
the best. That was the best thing that show.
It was the 80s, though. You could just say anything back then.
That show was so hopped up, but it really is what all that show showed, was that, like, in the 80s, if you're like, hey, why are you walking around with this guy who's got a hole with his brain dripping out of his head? And you go, gay stuff.
Yeah,
and
we're
like,
gay.
Get out of here, then.
Ew. All right.
Well, yuck.
I'll let you do it, but I don't want you to get married.
Yeah, didn't the cops that didn't arrest them also, they start prank calling people and be like, queer, prick, and like,
family of one of the kids.
Yeah, your kids are queer.
Yeah.
For so long, and not be stopped by the authorities.
From my understanding of the Eddie Savitz case, it is possible that he was part of a power broker pedophile network. He molested...
What's the Franklin scandal about the dog?
Wait, it's a real dog?
He was sick of those trees.
Not those things. He goes, they drop a ball down from the ceiling so it looks like the backward shot's going
in. Son of a bitch.
The scandal.
The Franklin scandal.
The scandal that broke the Wells Fargo Center.
It just cuts to me, Dan, and Foley like, I thought it was a real dog.
The thing goes all the way to the top.
Yeah. Well, damn, dude, this show's flying by. All right, we will take a quick break, everybody. Kevin Ryan, Kippy, Kevin and Ryan, Kevin Ryan, H. Foley. They, of course, have added a third show at the Gramercy Theater. The other two were sold out, but February 3rd, still some tickets. Go to LiveNation.com to check that shit out. Damn, you read my mind.
Do you want these?
There's multiple in there?
Yeah, there's two.
I'll have one with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
No I would problem. Love an Oreo.
Put it in my
this
mouth.
Awkward.
I'll stop when you see real love.
Dan Soder, of course, is going to be. Christine, roll down. Sacramento, February 2nd through the 4th. You think I can't stop? You think I can get out of this? You think I can get out of this?
Drop that 20 times during that week.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Get to the chopper.
You think I can get out of this?
I can't. See, what's that, sir?
What's
after that, he's going to be in Vancouver, Salt Lake City, and Toronto. For tickets and all tour dates, go to dansoder.com.
Big J going to be in Chicago this Thursday through Saturday. Friday added What's Your Fucking Deal
at a midnight.
So go check it out. That's Zany's in
nine
Chicago.
Nine shows.
We got downtown and Rosemont. Nine shows. So make sure you go get tickets now. It's
the
12th.
I think the only tickets are available for What's Your Fucking Deal now and the two on Sunday.
Okay. So go to BigJComedy.com for tickets. After that, Sacramento, Rhode Island, and Boston. Tickets and other tour dates. BigJComedy.com. We'll be right back.
Yee-hoo.
It's the Bonfire.
Clap your hands, everybody. There's something else good in this trailer, you said, right?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah?
Kind of cool?
Damn, we're back
and
on air.
Child pedophilia. It's cool. Kind of rad.
What you want? We have 2 minutes. We should watch the end of this thing. They said some more crazy information. Go ahead.
Like Eddie Savitz was affiliated with a boys' club. Jerry Sandusky was affiliated with Second Mile.
Shit.
Lawrence King, who ran a power broker pedophile network, was affiliated with a girls' club in Omaha.
They kept talking about Coach Jerry. So in 1978, they take me to, I don't know at the time, at a Penn State football game.
That's crossover.
I didn't know there was a big crossover. That's a big crossover.
That's like Superman showing up in a Batman movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's like when Old Dirty Bastard sang with Mariah Carey.
Oh.
I officially met Sandusky. Eddie Savage, we were supposed to do a thing called kid swapping, which is child sex trafficking.
Jesus.
What happens is, if Sandusky came to Philly,
he'd bring some kids.
You'd bring kids, and they'd swap with the host and vice versa.
That's nice.
Nobody thought it was weird.
PYOK?
Nobody thought it was wrong, and nobody didn't go back.
Oh, potluck? Potluck teen dinner?
What'd you bring?
Make sure I get that casserole.
He's looking
dish
over
back
it. He goes, what is this? Is this Irish and Italian?
What do we got here? What's this guy's story? I know we have 30 seconds. Kevin Ryan, H. Foley.
We love you guys.
Thank
love
you for guys having us so much. It's always fun.
February 3rd, still some tickets left for their third show at the Gramercy Theater. Make sure you fucking check it out. These guys are both so hilarious. Of course, check out Are You Garbage if you haven't already, which probably isn't the case.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And DanSoder.com.
BigJComedy.com.
We'll see you in Chicago.
We'll see you on Monday. Go 49ers.
Very
go
fun
Dolphins
pre-record for tomorrow.
Go Niners. We go have Dolphins. Thanks for listening. Don't forget that The Bonfire is a radio show, a full show. We got a studio and everything. You can listen to us on SiriusXM or on the SXM app. It's basically the same thing. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.